Well, good morning. It's Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. This week, we're looking at the song, My Hope is Built. Today, we're looking at verse 2. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Jesus indeed is unchanging. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as Hebrews 13:8 tells us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Jesus is always able to handle the storm. And this morning we're going to look at two events where He showed His power over the actual storms of the world. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. On the same day when evening had come, He said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat as He was. And other little boats were also with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so it was already filling. But He was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke Him and said to Him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then He arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. But He said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey Him? We see the power that Jesus had over the storm that came upon them as they were in the boat in the sea. Let's look at Matthew 14, verses 22 to 27. And immediately Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up on a mountain by Himself to pray. Now when evening came, He was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost! And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. There is not, there has never been, and there will never be again a man that can control the weather. What man can even stop the wind? Do you know someone who can stop it? And we may be able to hide from it. We may be able to get into a shelter away from it, but the wind is still blowing. We cannot stop it. The best that we can do as mere humans is find ways to protect ourselves from the weather. However, Jesus and God have the very power to control even the weather. What we see here is great, great power. If they can control the weather, don't you think that they can help us through our life storms, through the difficulties that we have in life? Even when we can't see, as the song says, when darkness veils His lovely face, we know that His grace and His power are still here. They are still present. And they are with us even this very day. As the song says, in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. We have to be depending on God. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus. You see that Jesus is that anchor. Anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. An anchor secures a ship so it won't be blown or swept away. Without that anchor, a ship would be lost, just like we are, if we don't have Jesus. He is our anchor. He holds us firm in His love and unto salvation. That's all the time we have today, but please visit our website at churchofchrist@oakland.com, and you can hear this lesson or any of our radio lessons or any of the sermons preached at the Oakland Church of Christ. I hope you have a blessed day.